of the fittest athletes in the country will put their bodies on the line in this weekend's football grand finals. The winners will no doubt say any physical pain is worth it, but a new study has found arthritis and joint replacements await those who play contact sport every week. Jane Lee reports.
When Paul Wade was captain of the Socceroos, pain was just a part of the job.
When I jumped up for the ball, I always took on my favourite foot to take off with was my right. So if I was going to jump in the air to head a ball, I slammed my right foot down on the ground and jumped. So you can imagine doing that for more than 20 years, every day, sometimes twice a day. Something's got to give, and that's what it was.
Now 55, he's had one hip replaced and is preparing to get it done again. And the damage done over the years to his ankle shows in the x-rays.
I need all sorts of support under just to give me a chance to walk, well, almost normally. If I walk in bare feet around the house, if I walk with thongs in the backyard, well, I almost have to walk on my toes because I really find that the movement in the joint is too painful.
Most of Paul Wade's former teammates and friends in other football codes share his pain.
Yeah, I've got a few mates who didn't play at the highest level of AFL, but you look at their hands and you go, whoa, that hand should be on my foot. They match. They're all deformed fingers and, you know, they don't even know. They don't even think about it. You know what I mean? That's the way their hand looks. That's the way it feels. You just get used to it.
And they're not isolated experiences.
Just making somebody else. Oh, massive hip and shoulder by Franklin. Oh. And was it low enough?
New research shows that elite sports people are twice as likely as the general population to live with pain and problems with mobility. The University of Oxford study surveyed the health of hundreds of former elite rugby union players. It found that players over the age of 50 were also more likely to have joints replaced at the hip and knee and to suffer from arthritis and osteoporosis. Alastair Dempsey is a lecturer at Murdoch University's Exercise Science School.
You see the similar sorts of lower limb injuries in other football codes and even out to codes like soccer and basketball. We see ACL injuries in those sports, which are known to lead to arthritis in later life.
Teams have become better at monitoring players and pulling them off the field to avoid serious injuries. But the rates of lower leg injuries have remained unchanged in sports like the AFL over the last decade.
Where we're probably seeing some changes is perhaps some of the more catastrophic injuries, particularly in the rugby codes around neck injuries. You know, with the changes in the scrum laws, you've seen a reduction in those injuries. You've also seen, particularly in recent times, a greater awareness of concussions and a greater focus on minimising contact to the head to try and reduce concussion risk.
Exercise can help reduce players' risk of joint problems in the future, but Dr. Dempsey argues it can only do so much.
Sort of acute injuries can be harder to prevent because we can provide the best training we can, but sometimes, you know, they're going to happen. If you get hit the wrong way, you can't really train against it.
Paul Wade has no regrets and believes other elite athletes will feel the same way.
We would do it all again for the same price. Because when you think about what we did, wow, you don't get a chance to do that every day of the week.
You certainly don't. Former Socceroos captain Paul Wade ending Jane Lee's report.